And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 4th of June, 2012. It's the 40th birthday of the novelist Joe Hill, born Joseph Hillstrom King in Herman, Maine, 1972, author of two novels, Heart-Shaped Box and Horns, and a collection of short stories, 20th Century Ghosts. Joe Hill, who used a pen name because he wanted to see if he could make it as a writer on his own merit and not as the son of the novelist Stephen King. It was on this date in 1896, a young engineer, Henry Ford, completed the building and successfully tested his first experimental automobile, which he called the quadricycle. It was on four bicycle tires. He'd been working on it for 2 years out in the shed behind his house on Bagley Avenue in Detroit. It was all ready to test when he discovered it was too wide to go through the door of the workshop, so he had to take an axe to the door frame and the bricks and open up the garage, and soon he was rolling down Grand River Avenue. Two-cycle, four-horsepower engine. It could go up to 20 miles per hour. It had two gears and no brakes, ran on ethanol. It was steered by a tiller. Was not much to look at, but the test drive was a success. It was on this date, 1913, the British suffragist Emily Wilding Davison threw herself in front of George V's racehorse at the Epsom Derby, one of the most famous horse races in the world. She crawled under the rail and stepped in front of the horse. She was intending to stick a suffragette flag to the saddle, but the horse ran straight into her. She was knocked into the air, never regained consciousness, died of her injuries 4 days later. And it was on this date, 1919, the 19th Amendment passed the Senate and gave American women the right to vote, an amendment drafted by Susan B. Anthony with the help of Elizabeth Cady Stanton. It was first formally introduced in 1878. It didn't come up before the Senate in 1887. It was voted down, wasn't considered again until 1914, defeated again. But in 1918, President Wilson threw his support behind the suffrage movement. During the war, women had entered the workforce in large numbers. Wilson said, "We have made partners of the women in this war. Shall we admit them only to a partnership of suffering and sacrifice and not to a partnership of right?" And the amendment passed both houses of Congress the following spring. Here's a poem for today by E.E. Cummings. It may not always be so. It may not always be so. And I say that if your lips, which I have loved, should touch another's, and your dear strong fingers clutch his heart as mine in time not far away, if on another's face your sweet hair lay in such a silence as I know, or such great writhing words as uttering overmuch stand helplessly before the spirit at bay. If this should be, I say, if this should be you of my heart, send me a little word that I may go unto him and take his hands, saying, accept all happiness from me. Then shall I turn my face and hear one bird sing terribly afar in the lost lands. A poem, It May Not Always Be So, by E.E. Cummings, from 100 Selected Poems, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, offering online review monitoring and management services for businesses that know the importance of online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Nook, Simple Touch with Glow Light by Barnes & Noble, designed for bedtime reading. Glow Light offers paper-like reading with the lights on or off, available at neighborhood Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.